We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. It's Lindsay Rhodes, and I've got a new podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Fun and kind of nerdy conversation about the NFL every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've got some amazing guests that are joining me. I'll be breaking the huddle with the top stories, previewing games. We'll get you set for the weekend fantasy with our Fantasy Friday episodes, and we'll answer some of your questions as well. So subscribe to the NFL Roadshow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami. It feels like Miami.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today, on the bottom of the screen here on twitch.tv/MIHeatBeat, is our producer and co-founder, Brian Gwentz.
Really like Jack. The Jack.
Flawless start to the show. On the bottom left-hand corner, you can see our trash tweeter, Jack Alfonso.
What's up? It was a $1 jacket. $1. If you can believe that.
I paid more for coffee than you did for a suit. That's incredible.
That's right.
Listen.
Mr. Deals.
On the left-hand side of me, you can see our Heat Twitter president, Alf. What are we drinking? You have something in the cup.
Nothing. I don't drink on non-game days.
You keep, it's like a Kawhi not practicing. You know, you gotta stay ready.
Exactly.
Load management.
I have to do something about this liver. It needs a day off.
Listen, I don't blame you. By the way, that voice, Alf, that you hear if you're listening to the podcast, make sure to tune in to Hangover Time, our Miami Heat postgame show, live here on Twitch and on YouTube. We're alternating one day Twitch, one day YouTube. Tomorrow's after the game, Alf is going to be here hosting twitch.tv/MIHeatBeat right at the buzzer of the game. So make sure to be here. We're going to tweet out a link and keep you guys informed. But after every game, Alf's hosting our postgame show, Hangover Time. Gonna get branding for you and everything. Exciting.
Load up Twitch, the app with 5 minutes left in the game. That's how you're gonna be on time.
Thanks to Tone for subbing. It's a tier one sub.
Tone is OG Heat Twitter. We appreciate you. W's in the chat. You're the best, man. Thank you so much. All right. So we're not gonna do a long pod today. We're gonna do you are hip with getting Twitch. Listen, I know that Heat Twitter is not maybe with the times with the Twitch stuff. I know it's kind of new to you guys. If you're a pod listener, come by stream. We're gonna stream every podcast. So come check us out, see how fun this is. We're having a lot of fun with the streams and everything. Obviously, we're gonna upload to the pods always. The pod feed is first and foremost, but we're doing kind of the stuff on the side to kind of grow our platform a bit. We're not gonna do too much today, but There's a couple things I thought were interesting kind of exiting preseason and entering the regular season. I kind of came up with an 11-man rotation that I feel like are going to play games, right? Like, the Heat have a lot of depth, and I think for a season in which we're going to have a lot of maybe injury or maybe there might be players taking time off for COVID, I think that depth is going to be important. So, Alf, I kind of want to start with you, get right into this. I have my 11 guys that I think are just like solidly going to play this regular season are Tyler, Goran, Duncan, Avery Bradley, Jimmy Butler, Andre Iguodala, Mo Harkless, KZ Akpala, Bam, Precious, and Olynyk. That leaves Kendrick Nunn, Strout, Struss, and Myers, who are like kind of fringe rotation players with kind of Vincent, Udonis, and Silva just like on the total outs. Do you think that those three guys can break the... I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I agree with you just from like a talent and what we've seen in the preseason at the end of last season standpoint. But we've also seen Spo go to none a lot, even when we as a fan base probably feel like he shouldn't. So I don't really count none out just yet. Right. I think there's I think he can play his way right into the rotation. And I think there's going to be guys like who knows, Mo Harkless. We haven't seen much from him. Max Struss looks like he should get minutes. I mean, Struss, I'm sorry, whatever his name is. He looks like he should get minutes after the last game, you know, but that's only one preseason game. So it's tough right now, but I agree with you. If it was up to me, that would probably be my 11-man rotation that you just named. But we've seen Spo do things that, you know, out of the ordinary. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if KZ Akpala just doesn't play much for some reason. Like, that's just a Spo thing. You never know. So I agree with you, but who knows, right? It's kind of with Spo, you just, you know, like Nash rolled out the same starting lineup for his first game of the season with the Nets that he's been playing in the preseason. That's not something Spo's going to do. Spo is just, you know, he's hard to predict.
We were talking like in the chat, like, well, who's, you know, our friend Leif of Five on the Floor brought up, like, who's starting at the four? And I'm like, I think Harkless, but like, I think KZ probably deserves it. And we've talked a lot about this, but I just kind of think that that lends to like the questions on the depth that we have. Like, I think the Nunn stuff, Jack, is pretty interesting because like, I don't know if he's going to like, they have four guards that I think are going to play ahead of him in Tyler and Duncan and Goran and in Avery Bradley. I don't really know where Kendrick Nunn, like chat saying that Kendrick Nunn is kind of Goran insurance, which I agree with. But I think like as a regular in the rotation, I think it's just hard for me to see. Like, they brought Avery Bradley for a reason. Like, unless he just straight up sucks, like, I think that they brought him here to play.
I kind of disagree with you on this. And we talked about it a little bit earlier. I think Kendrick Nunn is going to have no problem finding playing time this regular season if he's like back to some level of competence. Obviously, if he played like he did right after he got COVID, there's no chance he's going to play. But I mean, I think they're going to want to save Goran for the playoffs. I really do not think Avery Bradley is a reliable presence in the regular season. He just has not been for the past couple of years of his career. I don't know. Like, when's the last time he played 70 games, 60 games? Like, I just don't see him as a regular presence in the regular season. Maybe we'll see. He also didn't look that great in the preseason. But again,
he looked straight up awful. Preseason.
He looked really bad. But again, with all of these questions about like, whether Struss deserves to play or whether KZ deserves to play, is like, we got such a small sample of these guys. We got no summer league. So like, we would have gotten to see like a lot more Struss if we got a longer preseason, if we got a summer league or something like that. And I just don't know what to expect from any of it. Like, we don't know how these guys look in practice. My gut says Harkless is going to start the first night. I think Kendrick Nunn is going to be fine finding minutes. I just don't think they're going to push Goran too
well. There's gonna
obviously
be minutes.
Goran is their point guard.
There's going to be minutes for everybody because Mo Harkless is going to foul out in the second quarter. So
yeah,
it doesn't. You know.
How do you foul out of a preseason game? Like,
11 fouls in like 18 minutes of preseason. It's amazing. It has to be a record.
Alf, so Don got mad at me because like I tweeted, I'm like, yo, when are we allowed to be concerned about Mo Harkless? Because like, he looked bad. And I, Sedano's yelling at me on Twitter, like, how dare I question veteran Mo Harkless?
Well, no, the funny thing about you questioning Mo Harkless is you opined for Mo Harkless all last season. Like, you could not believe that he did not keep him in that trade when he was never going to be kept in the trade. Like, it made absolutely no sense. You were the biggest Mo Harkless stan last year, and now you're bashing him on Twitter. You deserved it. Good job, Sedano.
Yo, I was like so mad that they gave up a first round pick to dump him. I was like, Mo Harkless is good. They kept Myers Leonard. And Myers turned out to be like actually pretty fucking solid last season. So I think egg on my face. But
Sedano, upcoming guest on Hangover Time.
Oh, confirmed?
I mean, at some point. I don't know when.
Nah, listen, George is a friend of the show. We have a.
Imagine me drunk yelling at Sedano. That's going to be really good.
You do it sober. You've done it sober on the pod.
I'd imagine me drunk yelling at him. It's going to be great.
Nothing like Hot Take Harry back in the day yelling at Sedano. That was the best. For OG fans. Harrison,
is that your name? Harrison?
Sedano pretending. Yo, Sedano pretending like he's big time. He doesn't know us and follow us. We know. We see you, George.
Hollywood George.
Hollywood George. George is such a sellout. Looking kind of to the start of the season against Orlando and I want to see if like they get Strus a little time. So Alf, we talk so much shit on Max Strus. Nikias tweeted at some point in the first half of the game one against the Pelicans when around halftime, Nikias said he is one of the worst NBA players I've ever seen in my life. Since then, he's been on a Hall of Fame trajectory. We on Hangover Time just totally fucking made fun of him. We called him so many names. We said that Giannis signed the extension because Max Strus saw him play and said, I don't want to be a part of that. That's how bad he looked that game. And now he's like, we're talking about him as a rotation player. What the fuck are we doing?
We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. And that's what things I like people to remind people at all times. Like, none of us know shit, especially about players we've never seen before, which is why I always think it's funny when people get all crazy about draft picks. Like, we saw one game of Max Strus, and I was ready to get, I was going to call the State Department and have him deported. I don't know where he's from, but he was going back to
Germany
or right, whatever. And now I'm like 100% on the Strus bus, the Strus caboose, whatever you want to call it. Strus
Ooh,
caboose.
I like that one.
I like the Strus caboose.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was born, by the way, in Hickory Hills, Illinois.
It's almost like the culture.
Wait, Max Strus isn't German?
No, he's Hickory Hills, Illinois. Why did we deport him?
There's no way he's not American, is he?
He went to DePaul.
His head is shaped like someone from the Eastern Bloc.
What's right? that supposed to be?
is that racist?
I don't know.
He's thick. He's like thick. I thought he was power forward when I first saw him play.
He's a big dude. Honestly, I'm on the Strus caboose or whatever.
I like him. I'm a fan.
I'm in.
After we deported him, he's been great. Maybe he responds to that.
Size is, and you talk about his size, Jack, like, it's actually pretty interesting. A guy that big, like, he's a big dude. Like, he's not going to get tossed around. You know, you're not going to have some of the same concerns you had with, you know, some of the slider guys, slider shooters that we've seen in the past, like Wayne Ellington or even Tyler Hero. Like, he's a big, solid dude. So hopefully, if, you know, I really haven't paid much attention to his defense because, like, I mean, he's been all world offensively. But if his defense is at least, you know, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, please be above Kendrick Nunn level. I mean, and he can shoot and do some of the things that we've seen him do. Like, that's a rotation player.
We got to see what the shooting looks like. I mean, KZ shot lights out. And then I think he made 11 threes in the G League all last year. So it's just kind of hard to predict. Like, anybody can make 6 threes in a game. I'm not saying I'm not impressed by either of them. I'm excited about Strus. He looked good, but yeah.
But it's one preseason game. But what you can say about both Strus and Akpala is that they've shown these flashes in college. Now that he had a good game, I actually learned a little bit about Strus. I still didn't know he was American, so I didn't really do my research.
He looks like a Cuban. You said Eastern Bloc. He looks like a Cuban frat boy.
No, he looks like he fought in the Civil War.
Didn't you call him the lead villain character on The Sound of Music?
Yeah, I did say he looked like a villain on The Sound of Music, which is vaguely racist.
The lead villain in Sound of Music is Hitler.
That's, yeah.
Wait, what?
So you see where I was going with that.
That's a concern. I didn't know that.
That's who the lead villain is.
Poor Max Schultz.
He's the main villain.
But now he's a Hall of Famer.
Looks like Hitler.
Listen, he's on preseason Gerald Green pace of shooting. You know, we love that here. First ballot Hall of Famer, preseason Gerald Green. Strus is a guy like the Heat love those. And I don't even think like Strus will be the last. Like if they'll find guys like him. Like look what they did with Wayne Ellington. Like these kind of shooters that relocate and run around a lot and like love to shoot off catch and shoots and handoffs. And like, look, they did it with Wayne. They did it with Duncan. And now they found another guy in Strus that looks at the bare minimum like he's just a fucking good shooter. I don't know if he could do anything else. I think he could shoot. I'm pretty confident.
Did you see him dunk last game? I mean,
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that.
Three level score. Put his jersey up in the rafters. I mean, just an absolute steal.
He's going to love Houston.
People forget Josh Richardson, even like second round pick. Like, obviously a great pick, but like the shooting kind of came out of nowhere his senior year at Tennessee. And he was not projected as like, necessarily this great 3-and-D guy, and it wasn't till late in his first season. There's a great story about how Spo really pushed him to practice his threes.
He was historically great.
His form.
He was historically great for a few weeks, like historically great as a rookie with shooting. He's at 60%
for his rep.
Do you remember
Tyler Johnson was a huge like looking at their shooting form, just projecting really well, finding the sleeper shooter. So
they've got
they
so
clearly
good
have a knack for that. Yeah.
I'm never going to doubt, like, the precious pick, I almost doubted them, and Alf made so much fun of me when I was like, I don't really like the vision of them getting a big, and Alf was like, are you fucking stupid? And I was like, you know what, Alf, you're so, I'm not going to doubt them anymore. Like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know.
Nekias did it.
What am I doing?
Nekias did it again this year.
I know.
And I was like, dude, when are we going to learn? Come on. Like, there were people that wanted TJ Leaf. You know what I mean? Is he even in the league?
He's available.
Then why do we give Bam an extension if TJ Leaf is around?
That's right.
Who did we want that draft? Was it
I wanted OG Anunoby,
which would not have been a bad
pick. It was OG
for the
OG,
band draft. We wanted Donovan Mitchell.
No, yeah, we wanted Mitchell.
Oh, but I mean, he wasn't available, so it doesn't matter.
What was the last year was the Romeo Langford draft, and you were obsessed with Romeo Langford.
I really like Romeo Langford. I liked PJ Washington a lot too. I think PJ Washington would have been a really good pick. Obviously, Tyler Hero is the right choice.
He's thinking about Siku Dumbuya.
Seku would have been great too. Seku was the other guy. Yeah, Seku. Yeah, we're wrong.
I still like Seku, but like Hero is really good. I was wrong about Hero. I don't think I was wrong about Seku. I still think he was going to be good. And I think PJ Washington looks really good with the Hornets.
PJ Washington.
But yeah, I was dead wrong about Tyler Hero.
Tyler might
be as wrong at anything. Yeah.
Is Tyler going to be the third best player from that draft?
Is he already? He's going to be top
five. Second best right now?
He's going to end up
I think Zion and
oh, no, that's right. John Morant. Okay, he's third.
John Morant's right really now. Good.
There's a lot of talent. I think
everyone's saying the Nets look really good right now.
Yeah, they do.
I wouldn't know. I can't watch again because I'm doing this.
It's 5 minutes into the first quarter. Like, calm down.
So, I was like staring at the TV. I went on a podcast a little bit earlier and I was talking about the Nets.
Traitor.
Eden, like, huh?
Yeah. What the hell?
Traitor. What are you talking
about? I'm saying Cam Reddish. Get out of here with Cam Reddish. I wanted him too, but no, he ain't. He's not even a starter on the freaking Hawks right now. So, yeah, he can't put him up there.
But then I want to give Reddish. These kids a shout out. They're Northeastern University students. They do a good show. I was on. Be on the lookout for them. It's called Tom and Dave. They just started the pod. I went on and they were asking me, like, what matchup concerns you for the Heat? And I was like, theoretically, I think the Nets kind of scare me because they have, like, I still think their biggest weakness is their point of attack defense. I mean, they managed to overcome that in the playoffs, so I'm not, like, too concerned. But if I had to pick a weakness, it'd be that. And then, you know, Durant's obviously a freak at the power forward spot. And, like, they don't, you know, Jay Crowder's not here. I don't know how Mo Harkless is going to look guarding to KD. You know, you kind of hope KZ takes that role. You don't want Bam to do it full time. So, like, I kind of look at that matchup theoretically, and I was like, that could look bad. That could look bad. Heat Beat is the only podcast, yes.
So no, yeah, the Nets are up 23-9 right now, and both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving have combined for 20 points of those 23 points.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, those two guys are good at basketball.
Yeah, but there's what I call a weirdo factor when it comes to the Nets. Like, there's weird shit that could happen with that locker room and that team, so I just don't trust them yet. And I'm not calling Kyrie a weirdo. And honestly, he is a weirdo, but not like a bad weirdo. Like, we're all weird. I mean, Jack bought a dollar suit today and wore it on a live stream, right?
It looks pretty good that you paid a dollar for it, though.
Trust.
It only looks okay on Zoom if I'm walking around. It's not wearable.
Do you want to stand up for the camera? Do you want to stand up for the audience?
I'm not going to stand up for the camera.
Why don't you stand up?
I bought it for a Zoom interview. It's way too big. It's like a Talking Heads, like, stop making sense, stop size suit.
You may ask yourself.
Yeah. This is not my beautiful suit.
Why do we think Max Strus is from Germany? Did he play in Germany or something?
No, Strus. He played at DePaul.
No, but he's not. I mean, he's not like a 22-year-old, right? He's like 38 or something.
Max Strus is 24 years old.
No. He's at least 32.
Yep, born in 1996.
I feel like he mentored Goran in Slovenia.
Okay, he played in 2019 for the Bulls in their G League team, Windy City Bulls, and then he tore his ACL, and now he's with the Heat. Played at Lewis College, Lewis University, and then DePaul, where he played his collegiate career, and he went to high school in Illinois. Palos Hills.
He spent some time in Germany. I can't, like, there's no way.
How did this happen? Like, you talked about deporting him, and I just totally was like, yeah, he's German. I don't know why that happened.
Where did I get this from?
I don't know. I just totally believed you, and I rode with that.
Why would anybody trust my Max
Strus? I don't know. You just said it with such authority.
That's
you had such conviction.
I feel like he was like Goran Dragic just shooting coach when he was in middle school. Like, he looks older than Goran.
He does.
Goran looks kind of like a baby sometimes, though.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. And you might not be at the game this year, but you will be on in the action with Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure that you get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you the most options to wager than anyone else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head over to BetOnline today and take advantage of the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. 2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, and with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short-term list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try it with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Wait, can I highlight a comment real quick?
Yes.
Someone said that Jack's coat looks like it's made of 100% rat ass.
I gotta explain why it's a dollar.
I didn't even see that.
That's a good Chappelle show.
Okay, the store is going out of business and it doesn't have buttons. That's why it's a dollar. It's like legit. It's fine material wise. It's just not a wearable suit. I needed something for a Zoom interview, and this is my Zoom suit now.
Do you think? I think that's. I mean, look, it's an ugly suit that may lose you the job.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get it.
Yeah, who cares? Listen, whatever. They asked for it and I did it. You know, what
it wasn't the kind of job where I'm going to buy a $30 suit for. I'm not spending
more than $30 suit.
Is it corduroy? That looks like it's corduroy.
It is corduroy. It's comfortable.
It's 100% rad ass, according to Tick Tick Boom.
It's 50% rad ass.
That coat is the reason the store went out of business.
They sold nothing but that coat. And that shirt Harry wore.
We got to do that combination, Jack. You got to get the Harry shirt with the suit.
Oh, God. I'm going to screenshot this and send it to Brass for photoshopping.
No, just ask. Harry has to have the shirt. Ask him to mail it to you.
Are we still talking about James Harden at all? Or can we at least talk? What I would like to talk about
is there is news that we didn't get to talk about from our last
report. The reporting around it and how people are getting upset. Like, that's interesting.
I actually want to get to that. Yeah.
Like
I thought you had a great tweet thread on it.
Yeah, it's kind of insane to me. It's like people don't know what reporting is. And listen, there are other things surrounding it, like the way that people are responding to some of the criticism that I understand. But at the end of the day, a report saying that the Heat are interested in James Harden is, you can't go back afterwards when the Heat don't get James Harden and say the report was wrong. I'm interested in a lot of shit. I'm interested in a new Lexus. I may not get the Lexus, but if you report that I'm interested in a Lexus, that is a correct and accurate report. So there are people out there, and I really, like, you know, I go hard for this stuff because people go after my man Leif, and that bothers me. I'm still friends with Ethan. People are going after Clutch Adam. All these guys over at Five Reasons and other people, you know, that are reporting this stuff, and that I know for a fact that they have real sources that are telling them real information. And if those sources are telling them that the Heat want James Harden, but they're not willing to give up Duncan Robinson or the price is too high and they don't get
it's
James
seven
Harden.
Players that they're asked for.
It's,
plus
it's accurate information. Like, everyone needs to stop. Clutch, Leif, Ethan, even Ash Nicole, who people are attacking her. They never guaranteed that the Heat were getting James Harden. The only thing they told you is that the Heat are interested in James Harden. And if Barry and Ira and Tim Reynolds and all these people who are just mouthpieces for the organization come out and say that the Heat are no longer interested, you know what that is? It's a confirmation of the other guy's report. So, like, everyone needs to chill. Like,
keyword is no longer.
Huh?
Keyword is no longer.
Yeah, if they are no longer, that means they weren't interested. That means the reports were accurate. Like, everybody needs to chill. People get so amped up and they get in their feelings when your team doesn't get the free agent you want. Like, that doesn't mean the reporting was wrong. Like, learn the difference between a prediction, a guarantee, and a report. There has not been a single guarantee out there that James Harden would play for the Miami Heat or Giannis for that matter.
This is just how trade negotiations work. Like, literally every time there's reporting on a trade negotiation, this is how it works. Because the thing about reporting is you have an infinite number of sources from an infinite number of sides. You had somebody in Houston reporting that Toronto and Boston were the front runners in the Houston trade. And I truly believe that somebody in the Houston organization probably told him that.
Or an
is it
agent.
A lie? Maybe. Yeah, or maybe an agent. That's just how these things work. There's like an infinite number of truths. And maybe some of them don't pan out. And especially when you're talking about interest in a negotiation, like, I don't know. Like, to me, the Barry and Ira reports didn't even necessarily conflict with what Ethan and Adam
at all
reported.
It is a confirmation of their report, in fact.
Let's
the Heat organization never actually, like, said anything to correct Ethan at all, and that's something that they mentioned on their live stream yesterday, which I did pay attention to. Like, they didn't confirm nor deny what they were saying. They didn't say that they were going down the wrong path, which basically is just one way of them saying, yeah, you guys are pretty much right on your reporting, but we're not going to tell you that. But if you're going down the wrong path, they probably would.
And if you're a Heat fan and you've been complaining that the price is too high And then now the Heat are agreeing with you that the price is too high, and you're rubbing it in the faces of the people that were reporting that the Heat were after Harden. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, do you want the information or not? That's the part I never understand as a Heat fan. Like, I want the information. Give me all the rumors. I love this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, the more you sit there and attack the people that are giving you the information because it doesn't pan out the way you want it to pan out because you're in your own feelings, like, you are just going to dissuade them from coming from the next time around. Like, why would Clutch Adam want to do this again? And I know he's going to do it. You know what I mean? Because this is what he wants to do. But why would he want to do this again? Because the way Heat fans are acting, it's like it is a think. And that's what reporting is. And Jack, I think you said it in the chat last night. Reporting is a thankless job. But like, people don't have to be dicks about this stuff.
Well, apparently, he's getting threats in his DMs and shit, which is fucked up.
It's threats. My bad, guys.
Jack, no, were you threatening Adam?
I still might get a call back on that interview, so plead the fifth.
Alf, you made a great point, like, and especially like when you talked to, you kind of use the analogy of like, you know, you're interested in a house, and just because you don't close on the house doesn't mean that you didn't almost close on the house,
or that I wasn't interested in the first place.
Yeah, it's like crazy, and like that's, and you know, I think we know that a lot of stuff that we know or that Leif knows or Adam knows doesn't get reported, right? Like, they are very selective with what they put out there. They're not, I think, you know, and if you look at what the Herald is doing and the Sutton Sentinel, right? Obviously Barry and I and Ira and Anthony are all very good reporters who are very responsible. And the organization knows that. And the organization sent a statement through them because they all said it. They all said the same thing, right? Which makes me think that, you know, they got an email on company letterhead saying something. And they all threw out the same report, which was an interesting strategy by the Heat. It wasn't like they tried to leak it to Barry only, or I don't know. Everybody got it, right? They all reported the same thing at the same time, which is interesting to me.
It was a mass email.
It was a mass email on letterhead, which, and because they know that, you know, Barry and Anthony and Ira are all very respected, responsible journalists, like, we're going to throw this out and this will be taken as fact. When people aren't taking what Ethan Skolnick says as fact, when the dude is fucking Teflon in this industry. Do you guys not remember when Dwayne was leaving, how we all hung on every word that he said every waking moment, listening to his radio show for any update on Dwayne?
Bro, he was that DMing Dwayne Wade, getting his information.
That guy's information's good. That guy, that
just like Levitar
doubting,
was basically texting Pat Riley.
Like, why are we
at
doubting
at the same time
people?
And they were dueling. I just want to say thanks to Strone03.
Yeah,
the Prime chat for subscribing. He subscribed through his Amazon Prime account, which everybody can do. By the way, it's free. You
also
get one free subscription.
He messaged saying Ethan looks like he eats rocks.
What's that even mean?
I don't know.
You know that pod? Do that. That Clutch Adam pod from yesterday killed me with Alex. And,
yeah, they said Ethan
Mace
windued me. Which is racist because he's like the only Black Jedi.
Only Black Jedi.
Ethan leaked the Ten Commandments.
That was funny. I'm a Star Wars prequel apologist. I like them. Episode 3 is my favorite Star Wars movie. Alf, who likes Star Wars, probably hates that take.
I'm not a big Star
probably
Wars
the best
fan.
Prequel.
Oh, I took
not,
you as a Star Wars guy.
I've been consuming a ton of Star Wars content. Like, I like the original three. I like Rogue One is my favorite outside the original three, and I'm starting like get into the series.
Yeah,
like I think.
Thank you, JLO Gaming.
And Mandalorian,
what's up?
Ooh, Tier One.
Oh, good job, JLO.
Shout out to JLO.
Mandalorian's actually pretty dope, but that. And one, the last thing I'm going to say about the whole sources thing, because honestly, I've been fighting this battle on Twitter. And you know, I left 5 reasons, and it's not through any beef. If you think it's beef, why would I be defending these guys the last 2 days? But I will tell you, and compared to some other people, those three guys, Leif, Adam, and Ethan, they double check and they talk to each other and they cross reference sources before they come out with a report. It's not them pulling crap out of their ass. Believe me.
It's not coming from just one source.
No, it's they double source everything.
They get the information from one source and then they bring it up to another. So this is what reporting basically is. And I went to journalism school. You get your source to give you information and then you kind of try to find two other sources to confirm that information. So you have 3 sources on the record saying, yes, that's legit. And then you report that.
Like your taxes.
Yeah. Someone said, how do I transfer my ALF donation for five reasons to MHB? Is there paperwork? Tick, tick, boom, I'll send you an email.
We'll send you an invoice.
Send me your Venmo account.
remember, chat. Remember, listeners, we worked with Leif for like 5 years, and we also worked with Ethan for a few of those. We know how the sausage is made, and people aren't pulling shit out of their ass. Like,
oh, yeah, those text strings are awesome. Like that Jimmy Butler trade saga, legit the best.
Yeah, that's fun, and you learn how negotiations happen in real time. Just like people need to chill out and just learn to have fun. Like, just don't like. And I, by the way, I believe that Riley said "fuck you" to Houston and said, "Hey, you want to be like just like he did to Tom Thibodeau? Call me back when you want to be serious." Because you know, gutting the team, literally every rotation player you have for James Harden isn't negotiations by Houston. You're fucking doing a ransom. That's not how this works.
You want to know what's
hard? Yeah.
Somebody
456 says if you can read the tea leaves and understand the Heat's front office and how they operate, you know that what they've been saying is legit, which is exactly right.
My favorite comment so far in the chat is that the guy says, I can't find it, but he said he didn't want Harden, but now that he's watching the Nets, he's like, fuck it, we need Harden.
Ninjared underscore CJ?
Yeah. I
didn't want Harden, but my God, the Nets are scary as fuck. We need him.
Yeah, the Nets just dropped 40 points in the first quarter. But you know,
it's okay. Mo Harkless got this.
Yeah, exactly.
As Sedano told me, Mo Harkless is gonna be fine.
Exactly. Who needs a top five player?
We got Mo Harkless, baby.
Mo Harkless.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for coming to stream. Thank you so much to Alf and Jack for making the time. I know it's late over there in Spain, and we all kind of did this on short notice. Tomorrow, remember, post game show hangover time. Be there as soon as the buzzer sounds.
We have a special guest. I'll announce it tomorrow. I don't know if it's that big of a deal, but it's somebody that all you guys like. I mean, it's impossible not to like the guy. We're going to try to have a special guest at least once a week, somebody outside of the Heat Beat universe. We'll have Tiffany.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Exactly. It'll be me, Tiffany Meeks, Solana, and who else? Alex. I can't say his last name.
Musubai.
I call him Muscle Baby in the
Is Moose now?
Just call him Moose.
Okay. So it'll be Moose, Solana, me, Tiffany Meeks, and a special guest. And then next week we're going to have Siobhan back on the show. You guys love Siobhan and her first premiere show in the second preseason game. So we'll have her back. Like I said, we're looking at guys like Sedano, Izzy Gutierrez, Mike Ryan, Evan Cohen. We're going to have a lot of special guests for you on Hangover Time. So check us out.
Alf books better than we do, Brian. We got to step up.
I got Solomon Hill. What is Alf gotten better than Solomon Hill?
What have you done for us lately?
I will wait.
What have you done for us lately, Brian?
I've got one thing to plug. It's not me, but I just listened before this pod because I thought I could steal from some content to Locked On Heat. They had an interview with Kelly Olynyk. It was pretty good. It was really interesting hearing about like the Heat's bubble situation. I think if you're interested in hearing from Kelly Olynyk, give it a listen.
David tried to trade me away to Raptors Twitter today. I don't want to hear anything from David. Dead to me.
Support David Ramil, even though he looks like a serial killer.
I got something else to plug.
I was going to end the show on that, Brian, and you ruined it.
I said that to his face numerous times, by the way.
Yeah,
Barry Jackson tweeted yesterday, which I only think, why didn't we talk about this? He said that
Barry Jackson tweeted that Rama looks like a serial killer.
Yes. Just end the show.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off.
Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.